Stav, Abby and Matt's DNA or dating.
DNA or dating. I have never had so many people come up to me in a segment and go, what were they?
Yeah, my friend says, you know what? My kids love this. I said, do they? And they said they love trying to guess whether they are related or whether they're dating. Mm. Unfortunately, she had to get them out of the car early for kids' sports. So I was like, I'll let you know the results. And this one might be a hard one because we have to see if Dee and Kelsey are dating or their mother and daughter.
Let's meet Dee.
Hey, my name's Dee and I'm about to play DNA or dating. Let's see if Stav, Abby and Matt can pick this one. I'm 44 years old. I have two kids. My daughter is in her late 20s and my son is in his mid-20s. My favourite thing about Kelsey is she's such a kind person. But her worst trait is she's very indecisive when it comes to choosing what to eat. If I had to pick a celebrity crush, it would be Mark Wahlberg. My favourite TV show is Any Real Housewives.
Celebrity crush. Okay, yep.
Remember, though, when you're listening to their information, their job is to trick us.
All right, let's meet Kelsey, shall we?
Hey, my name's Kelsey, and I'm here to play DNA or dating. I'm 29 years old, but I'm also 28 weeks pregnant. Dee's worst habit is being a terrible backseat driver. What I love most about Dee is her laid-back attitude to everything. My celebrity crush would have to be Tate McRae.
Mm-hmm. Tate McRae, I can see that. She's gorgeous.
See, it's a 15-year age gap.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why I think it's going to be a hard one.
Why? Because you just presume that they're dating.
Yeah, well, it means Dee's had a baby at 15.
And that means that it's their baby? Or did they just meet after she was...
There is so many questions that need to be asked, which is why we shall bring them in now. Dee, 44, Kelsey, 29. They are in the studio, mother and daughter, or in a relationship.
Morning, how are you?
So, Dee, you say that you've been married before?
Yes, I have.
And you have kids that are in their late 20s?
I have one in their late 20s and one in their early 20s.
It just so happens that Kelsey's in late 20s, just pointing that out. Yeah. Okay.
Was that marriage to a man?
Yes.
Did it end because you realised that you were gay?
We just got together really young and grew apart as we got older.
Yeah, don't be asking for the answer, Matthew. And congratulations.
Thank you.
Your first baby?
It is, first.
Okay. Do you know if you're having a boy or a girl?
It's a boy.
Okay, that's just out of interest. It's got nothing to do with me wanting to guess. How exciting.
Yeah, Matt's video is about his son, though, makes me a bit nervous about having a boy.
Yeah, of course. But well, I just like to say that's just his son,
perfect,
you know?
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not all like that, I promise.
It's all to do with how you raise him. Yes. You know? And you'll be so much better.
Got it.
As I used to say before I had kids. Marky Mark. Why do you like Marky Mark?
I just love his movies, the action-packed movies. So I think I've seen every single one of his movies. As soon as they advertise there's a movie coming out with him in it, I don't care what the storyline is. I just want to watch it.
What about from his Calvin Klein days?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
You're saying that, you know, people might be listening going, oh, well, if... She's gay, but she's saying about this man.
Yeah.
I know that the one person my sister would go straight for is Travis Barker from Blink-182.
And I reckon I would go gay for Tate McRae. So I don't, you know what I mean? I always say I think you've got crush of either gender.
Correct.
I would have girl crushes more than I'd have boy crushes.
Me too. on the weekends, let's ask, what is your favourite thing to do on the weekend? Dee, we'll ask you first.
Go out clubbing.
Clubbing, okay. What's your favourite Brisbane club?
Anyone in the Valley.
Oh, so she's not going to give it away.
Anyone. I just love the Valley vibes.
Yeah.
The Beat? Do you go to the Beat?
I've been there occasionally.
I don't know any other ones because I don't club. So what is there? Is the Monastery still around?
I go to Prohibition.
One's good, isn't it? That one's a bit further down.
Family's not there anymore, is it?
Has it changed names, I think, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay, don't know. Yeah. Don't know. What about, obviously, you're pregnant.
Yeah, so, but to be fair, pre-pregnancy and pregnancy are the same thing. I would like to stay inside.
Really?
Get some good Uber Eats.
Yeah, stay at home sort of type of person. Yeah. Who's your favourite family member?
Probably my mum.
Okay. And what about you, Dee?
Probably my mum as well.
If they are mother and daughter, Dee's obviously had her ridiculously young.
Correct.
And is now reliving her youth. or maybe she's always been that case. Do you know what I mean? But she's going to go out because she's like, I was at home when I was younger.
That's right, yeah. Raised the children.
Yes.
And then now divorced, back on the scene, living her best life.
Mm-hmm. Or does she just have her best life because her new girlfriends at home with their child.
Yeah.
Can you guys hug?
Kiss?
Or just give, no. Yeah, just give a little... Well, can you just give her, like, a kiss on the cheek?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That did not help at all. No, just hold hands if that's
so,
all right.
So Kelsey's given D a little kiss. Yeah, but mums and daughters, they hold hands.
Of course. Yeah. That's it. This is a hard one. Are you thinking they look similar, or am I just making this up that they might have a similar nose and similar eye colour?
You see what you want to see.
I know.
All right, everyone. The hardest one we've done yet, I believe.
Yes, I would say. You guys are good.
Stand by. We are going to take a quick break. Check Facebook right now. Have a look at Dee and Kelsey. Are they related or in a relationship? We'll make our guesses when we return here at B105.
Stav, Abby and Matt's DNA or dating.
DNA or dating. We get guests into the studio. We've never met them before. Are they related or in a relationship? That's our job to work it out. Their job is to fool us.
I will never, ever play poker against either of you because you are that good.
Yeah.
We've asked some questions so far and this has been the information that has been revealed.
It's Dee and Kelsey in this morning. Are they in a relationship or are they mother and daughter?
Hey, my name's Dee. I'm 44 years old. I have two kids. My daughter is in her late 20s and my son is in his mid-20s.
Hey, my name's Kelsey and I'm 29 years old and I'm also 28 weeks pregnant.
My favourite thing about Kelsey is she's such a kind person.
What I love most about Dee is her laid-back attitude to everything.
If I had to pick a celebrity crush, it would be Mark Wahlberg.
My celebrity crush would have to be Tate McRae.
Favourite thing to do on the weekend, Dee?
Go out clubbing.
Clubbing. Obviously, you're pregnant.
Pre-pregnancy and pregnancy are the same thing. I would like to stay inside.
Really?
Yeah, get some good Uber Eats.
First thing I thought was in a relationship because I just sort of, I don't know, maybe we were trying to find too much information with the nightclubs, but I was like, she's totally gone to the beat. So I think that could be the case, but then I go, there's similar features, don't you think?
Both very striking eyes, but maybe that's what attracted them to each other, who knows? I'll guess first because I know you're a bit wishy-washy.
I'm going to say the same time as you. Ready? DNA.
DNA. Yes, yes. We're so in sync. Can you tell? I believe that Dee is Kelsey's mum. Had her very, very young.
Okay, yep.
And like you were saying before, she's had the children, had the divorce, now is outliving her life.
But not with Kelsey.
No, well, from a motherly perspective.
Oh, okay. Do you want me to go? I'm going to go devil's advocate then. I'll go dating.
All right. Ladies, you are?
We are married.
Dating.
Oh! Wow.
But she does live her best life at the beach.
is that where you met?
No, years ago.
Years and years ago at netball.
Yeah. Oh, of course. What position were you?
I'm goal defence and she's goal attack.
Uh-huh.
That works out well, doesn't it? Hey? Yeah.
Well, she didn't know at the time, but for me it did.
So this is your first baby together?
Yes.
Or?
Correct, yeah.
Oh,
yes,
how exciting.
Yes, very exciting.
And you obviously do have kids that are older?
Yes. Yeah, I have older kids. My daughter's 2 years younger than Kelsey and my son is 5 years younger than Kelsey.
There we go. Planned baby?
Yes.
No, I
don't. Complete shock.
Yes, no confusion of conception date for us.
Oh, wow. How amazing. Yeah. And how are your children with your new relationship and new kids and stuff?
Yeah, the family are all great. Everyone's so respectful. Everyone takes their own time to process things, but everyone is so respectful.
Mm-hmm.
We do so much family stuff together. So, yeah, it's great.
A couple of my friends have found the love of their life with the same gender, I guess, opposite gender than what they, you know, were married to. Do you feel like it's always been you? Because a lot of them are like, it was me at the time, but then I feel like I found myself now.
Yeah. I think at my age, when I was growing up, it's different to how it is now.
Yep.
Like for Kelsey, it's more accepting as she was growing up. For me, it probably wasn't. So, mm-hmm. And you always kind of knew that there was something
there, and it's not until sort of everything is a lot more acceptable now that you kind of like, okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah, mm. And you wouldn't ever wish any change because you've got two awesome kids.
No,
yeah.
Absolutely not. Yeah. No regrets.
Well, I mean, Dee, you're still only 44.
Yes.
You know, it's not, you're not retirement age not yet. So we're saying how old you are, but you're only 44 years old.
Oh, I can't wait for those benefits.
So you must have still been very young when you had children.
Yes, so I was pregnant at 16 and had my daughter at 17.
Yeah, okay. Yes.
Right.
So still a young mum.
Yeah, great. Yep.
So yes, definitely living my best life now that I've raised my kids.
Yeah.
Point,
yes.
Now ruining it with another baby coming along. No, yes. No.
No, I'm settled now.
Oh, very good.
That really did trick us.
Yeah, good.
Good job. Well, congratulations on the baby, and thank you so much for coming in. Really
amazing.
Appreciate it. Nice to meet you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Hey, and remember, we're always on the hunt for people to be a part of this. If you're in a relationship, or maybe you and your sibling or one of your cousins get confused for being in a relationship, get in contact with us. We'd love you to be a part of DNA or Dating.
Stav, Abby and Matt's DNA or Dating.
DNA or Dating. This is the game all of Brisbane can play. Our job in the studio, and your job listening along right now, is to work out, are these two people in the studio, are they related or are they in a relationship? Their job is to trick us. Now, you can see a photo of them on Facebook. Just search Stav, Abby and Matt, and they're on Instagram as well.
We're joined by Tess and Frog.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
How are you? First off, let's ask the question that I'm sure you're over. Frog is your real name.
Frog is my real name.
Is it the story behind that?
A really, really long one.
Okay. All right.
So, not just...
So on your birth certificate is Frog?
It says Frog now.
So you changed it.
Yeah,
you're
right.
Rebel Wilson. She changed her name.
It's from that crazy time when I was young and got smacked into a TV from Sesame Street.
Yeah.
When Grover used to smack Kermit.
Mm-hmm.
Went, hey, Froggy Baby, slap me on the back. I fell forward, hit the bottom edge of our big wooden TV set, smashed open my head, had to get 17 stitches across the top.
Okay.
And they called me Frog ever since.
Wow.
Tess, how many times have you heard this story?
Yeah, a few. Yeah.
So what was your original name?
Desmond,
okay.
And you've done well there, Frog.
Yeah.
I love it.
You legally changed it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is so cool.
Cool.
I'm going to go out and just ask about physicalities, because I'm blown away by the fact that you guys have matching hair colour.
Yeah.
It is my dream hair colour, because I used to love strawberry shortcake, and I was I just want that hair colour. So you both, this is your natural colour?
Yes.
Wow, yeah. It's extraordinary. Okay, because that is first thing you do, you'd go, well,
it's exactly the same kind of red hair.
Related, that's DNA.
Yeah.
What is the age gap between you guys?
17 years.
Oh, okay. I can't even tell who's the younger.
I don't know if that's an insult.
I was going to say.
That's going to insult somebody.
Well, he always tries to compliment the male, so I think that's what's going on. He loves your name.
So, Frog, you're 48. Tess, you're 31. Frog, tell me, what is the perfect romantic evening in your mind?
Probably football, steak, go home, go to bed. That's the romantic evening because I don't get to do that often.
Right.
Okay, so it's your fantasy one. Okay, wow. And what about you, Tess?
Nice dinner out, nice and relaxing. Yeah, no kids, no worries.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have to go to work the next day. Yeah, just chill out. Just be somewhere different. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's pretty close to the same as without the footy.
And footy is relaxing.
It is very relaxing. Very relaxing.
So we have to. What would you say that you is the biggest fight that you have with a partner?
Probably cleaning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like, who does the cleaning?
Are you messy? Are you?
No.
It's someone else is messy.
Yeah.
Could be Frog. Could not be Frog. Frog, what would be the biggest argument you'd have with a partner?
Probably for sure. It has to be cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's got to be right. Food has got to be right.
Okay, so you're very particular about what you'll eat, and you're brave enough to tell a partner your food's bad.
Definitely.
Wow. And you're still with us today. Well done.
Yeah.
Frog, do you know how Tess takes her coffee?
I'm going to guess white with two.
He's guessing. Tess, okay. Do you know how Frog takes his?
He wouldn't drink coffee.
Right.
His life depended on it.
Okay.
I reckon.
Okay.
Well, there's our next stunt.
Maybe if your life depended on it.
Uh-huh.
Now, you said footy before. How much do you love footy, Frog?
I'm a pretty fanatical person, mm-hmm. especially on the rival network.
Triple M.
I will ring into them all the time. Every
so you just come in so you can go and visit them next door. Yeah. That's cute. We'll introduce
you. We can arrange that, yeah.
So you're mad NRL. Who's your favourite team?
Cowboys and Broncos.
Okay. All right. So you...
Because I was born in Mount Isa.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But, and we didn't have a team when obviously they first came in, so it was Broncos, but then Cowboys came in 2 years later, so they're both pretty much.
Yeah.
Tess, do you like football?
Yeah, yeah. I've grown up with it, so I've always enjoyed watching it.
Mm.
Yeah, so. Oh, see, but a little bit of both. A little bit of NRL, a little bit of AFL as well, so.
See, if she was Frog's sister, she'd grow up with it.
But if it's a partner.
But
then they're Queenslanders, yeah. So yeah.
Mm. The red hair's the only thing I've got going for me and my favourite at this stage for my guess.
That's what you guess. But then, you know, they can skip generations and stuff. Like, I've got friends who have red hair and their whole family has dark hair.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. I mean, that's the excuse. Whether someone had an affair, I'm not sure. Yeah. But, So you've got children? Both of you have children?
Yes.
Do you like children?
Most of the time.
Correct.
Tess, who's your favourite family member? Oh, you do now. Okay. Who's your favourite family member?
Oh, my grandmother.
What about you, Frog?
My mother.
Well, that could be the same person.
Yeah.
Frog, do you know Tess's star sign?
Ooh.
Yes, but mostly because it's really easy to remember.
What is it?
It's a Scorpio because we're both born on the same day.
Okay.
The same day.
The same day. That's a curveball.
Mmm.
How many minutes apart? No, 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 no.
17 years.
Yeah, right.
Whatever that is in minutes.
Wow, that's interesting, isn't it?
All right, this is a tough one.
It is, isn't
I think. Yeah. And if you look on Facebook, we'll see why. We are going to come back. We're going to have our guesses whether or not you are related or in a relationship. And we will do that next. Stand by. DNA or dating, we love playing this. You play along too. A photo of today's couple is on our Facebook page right now. Tess is 31, Frog is 48. We have to work out, are they brother and sister or are they in a relationship? Their job is to trick us.
Yes.
We have to work it out.
By asking questions such as these.
You guys have matching hair colour.
Yeah.
This is your natural colour.
Yes.
What is the perfect romantic evening in your mind?
Probably football, steak, go home, go to bed.
Nice dinner out, nice and relaxing. Yeah, no kids, no worries. Mm-hmm. Don't have to go to work the next day.
That's pretty close to the same, just without the footy.
And footy is relaxing.
Do you know how Tess takes her coffee?
I'm going to guess white with two.
He's guessing, Tess. Okay. Do you know how Frog takes his?
He wouldn't drink coffee.
Right.
His life depended on it.
Frog, do you know Tess's star sign?
Ooh. Yes. But mostly because it's really easy to remember.
What is it?
It's a Scorpio, because we're both born on the same day.
Okay.
The same day.
The same day. That's a curveball.
Mmm.
Right, that's the information we've got to go on. Abby, what are you thinking at this stage?
The hair's annoyed me.
Yes, they're both redheads.
And I'm like, they honestly could be either with their answers.
They certainly could.
It's unbelievable. Mm. But I always think, is it bad that if you've seen the photos, you'll know that, like, I just feel like Frog has...
A
bit more of a tan.
So I'm
trying to go physicality still. Uh-huh. So I'm like, maybe.
But he might work outside.
But that's what I'm trying to work out. Whether. I just feel like Tess is this real sensible girl. And Frog's a little bit crazy.
Yeah,
and he was really.
I don't know. Someone who changes their name to Frog seems pretty sensible to me.
Doesn't he?
I had to get a psych test to do it too.
Yeah.
So.
Did you?
Yeah. Wow.
What?
Why?
Especially back in the day.
Yeah.
Because I did it when I just turned 20, so,
right.
Yeah.
I just feel like Frog is someone who's, like, he's never going to get old, you know what I mean? Mm. Like, he's a real fun guy, so I'm going to think that 17 years between them is nothing. I reckon that they're dating.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go with dating as well.
Are you? I'm going to go on a curveball here. I think they're brother and sister.
Okay.
So, obviously related.
Yeah, yeah.
She's there, that works.
Yeah, right.
It's Tasmania, it's still a relationship.
That's true.
You said it, not us.
All right.
You weren't born in Tassie, were you?
No. Okay.
All right, here's another one. If you think they're dating, how do you reckon they met? Because I don't think this one's online. I don't reckon it's a dating website.
Redhead convention.
Maybe.
Yeah. Rangapalooza.
At the footy.
Oh, you yeah, good one.
I reckon at the footy.
I reckon that they work together.
Mm.
Tess was like his boss.
Oh.
Hey, my name's Frog. Mind if I leap on you?
Hey.
Have you used that before?
I don't know if I can use the line I've used before.
Oh.
Froggy style. Well,
yay.
Have you ever had a frog in your throat?
Oh, okay. Wow. Did that work on Tess? Brilliant. Or is she freaked out now because they're related?
All right, finally down to it.
This is what I love about this segment, because all of this goes on and we have no idea.
I'm sorry, but that confirms they are not related.
Guys, let it put us out of our misery. Are you related or in a relationship?
We are.
We're married.
Dating.
God damn it!
Please tell me you didn't use that line on the first day. So how did you guys meet?
In theatre.
Oh.
Musical
wow.
theatre.
Wow. Yeah.
I was doing a show on stage.
Yeah,
and
through
came.
A friend. Yeah.
She came
yeah.
and saw it every single night.
Wow.
Yeah, I was there to see my friend, support my friend and everything, and then, yeah, through that, got to know from.
Do you still do musical theatre?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the show about?
Reefer Madness. Classic. Back in the day, the nostalgia of marijuana and how it was made out to be evil and all that sort of
but
stuff.
It's very comedic and
very funny musical, yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
And do you have kids together?
Yes.
Yep. And
Bill tadpoles.
It does feel like for you guys, like 17 years doesn't seem much because you do seem more mature and you do seem a bit.
She is definitely
rebellious.
Mature.
Do you ever get mistaken as. Siblings.
Yeah, not that people have sort of said to her face, but there's, certainly things of, but are you actually, like, together, though? Not necessarily family, but, questioning whether we're together,
Oh, that was a fun one.
That was a good one.
Yeah, the hair colour really threw us as soon as you came in. I'm like,
Hey, 100%.
Wrong.
Every time.
Life is about consistency.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You can count on me.
So good. Oh, well, thanks for coming in, guys. Really appreciate it. You can see the couple online now, Stav, Abby, Matt, the Facebook page. If you're in a relationship where people question whether you are related or whether you're actually together, we want to meet you. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Nice. Thank you.
Thank you very much.